So far, the federal government has offered money to about 25 families of those killed or injured on September 11th. The awards range from $300,000 to $3 million. The money comes from the Victims Compensation Fund that was set up by Congress last September. Families who accept the money agree not to sue the airlines. And as of today, just 9 families have taken the government's offer. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that the majority of victims' families are still unsure whether to apply to the fund.
Ken Feinberg, the special master appointed to run the Victims Compensation Fund, says the whole idea of the program is so unprecedented, he understands why families have been wary about signing up. But now, he says, families should be reassured by the first awards that average nearly $1.4 million.
The awards are substantial. So the message that should be sent, and I hope is being sent, is that this is an unprecedented generous program and that this will accelerate filings.
But many families say they were hoping for more, not just more money, but more details about how Feinberg is using the broad discretion he has to make awards.
It's incredibly frustrating. It is very upsetting for a lot of families.
Carrie Lamack is founder of the group Families of September 11th. She lost her mother on Flight 11. She says she understands families' need for privacy, but she says the information that Feinberg has released is too vague to be useful. For example, the data shows that victims 35 and older, making $50,000 to $100,000 a year, got awards ranging from $300,000 to nearly $2 million, and it's not at all clear why.
There's no way for a family member to be able to look at the data and determine how their loved one's going to be judged by Mr. Feinberg. And they need to know what it is they're going to receive because they're giving up their constitutional rights for this money.
Some attorneys say another round of awards expected in the next few weeks may be much more telling. They've submitted 16 test cases that involve extenuating circumstances. For example, people with severe emotional damages that are asking for more compensation. But Feinberg has said he plans to stick close to his formula that would limit awards for pain and suffering to $250,000 per victim plus $100,000 for each dependent. It's far less than families would expect to get in court, and Robert Clifford, attorney with the American Bar Association, says it's likely to leave many families unsatisfied.
What you may now see is some families that are going to challenge the award process, possibly through litigation, by saying that the way that it's being administered deviates from the congressional mandate.
Some families are also hoping to change a rule that reduces awards to victims who had life insurance or private pensions. But Special Master Ken Feinberg says ultimately there is a limit to how much of taxpayers' money the fund can give away.
Part of my job is to make sure that the amounts that are announced and distributed are fair both to the claimant and to the taxpayer.
It's also part of his job, Feinberg acknowledges, to take it from both sides, those who think the fund is not doing enough and those who think the government shouldn't be offering huge sums of money to those killed or injured on September 11th, while victims of other tragedies get little or nothing. Tovia Smith, NPR News.